How's your alignment? More and more, IT professionals are being called on to line up with corporate strategy and drive efficiencies. Waterloo Professor Rod McNaughton talks about changing roles, this time on IT Business Out Loud.
This podcast has been brought to you by IBM. Check out our IT Optimization to Meet Business Goals white paper and learn how new technologies can support innovative business strategies. Go to ibm.com/CIO.
This is IT Business Out Loud. I'm Greg Enright. As IT comes out of the wiring closet and begins to play more of a strategy-setting role within many enterprises, those responsible for managing technology are seeing their roles changing. Professor Rod McNaughton spoke to me about the trend toward IT business alignment and the implications for information systems professionals.
You know, I think your older firms, the IT department was something that would have been added as a service function. And when something's wrong, you go to the IT guy. And the IT department also had, one of the ways that they could create power for themselves was by being seen as a specialist department, and other people can't do this, so you have to come to us to get serviced in a particular area. But if you function that way, it doesn't create a very strategic view of what IT can do.
Right.
So actually, a telco that I did some consulting work with was very interesting in this regard, because they would, the marketing people would look for potential new service areas that they could enter, and then they would go down to their IT people and say, is there any, you know, just anybody out there in the market that sells a product that we can use to provide this service? And it was, they would sort of flow that direction. Whereas the IT people were saying to me, we see opportunities all the time for, you know, great new things that we could apply to create services for customers. But the internal process for innovation was set up in such a way that it couldn't flow from IT through to marketing to check out through the market for this to, you know, the board level to make a decision about is that a business area they wanted to enter. It only flowed in the other direction. So it's that kind of it's an issue about organizational design, I think, particularly in older organizations and in more traditional sectors.
And do you see it changing at all, even within the older companies, as technology begins to assert itself in business processes?
Sure, I expect that's certainly the case. And it's probably also a generational thing, as you know, the current crop of is a big crop of current managers who are about to retire. And the new people who are going to have to fill those positions demographically are probably even going to be younger than they traditionally would have been. And then they've certainly been raised and educated, you know, during a time period when IT was ubiquitous. So I'm not sure that's part of the issue.
From your observations, what are some techniques or ways in which that in which companies who might realize that this disconnect exists might be able to take steps to overcome it, and just how long a process is it on average?
If you look at some of the things that are happening in the education market, you'll get a sense, I think, for some of the answers. There are a number of new master's degrees at different universities that combine IT with management skills. And what I find interesting about those programs is they're designed so that they can take in students who have an undergraduate business background or that have an undergraduate computer science background, and they put them through core courses together, and then they split out. When you go to the electives, then the business students go more towards, you know, managing the IT function and that kind of thing, whereas the computer science students focus on more technical things. But because they do the core courses together, it not only the degree, but it forces them to interact with each other more and learn a common language. which I think is, so that's part of the story. I think there are some new integrative educational experiences that are very valuable in that regard. And not only at the master's level, if we look at Waterloo in particular, the School of Computer Science has joint undergraduate degrees with the business school at Laurier. So, I mean, there are undergraduate examples too. And then firms, of course, outside the education sphere can replicate those kinds of things themselves. I mean, when they create functional teams, project-based teams to, see if they can innovate to create a new service or a new product, and they're considering who should be on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a representation from IT on that team? It would be very unusual for someone to, from an IT department, to spend any time in marketing or sales, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That wouldn't be a common career path.
Yeah.
Oh, but it could be a very valuable career path.
Definitely.
Yeah. The same thing goes for engineering. It would be very unusual for someone to, move in from an engineering role into sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be very valuable for them to spend time in those areas and then move back into a more managerial position in IT.
Mm-hmm.
So they their technical skills are obviously going to wane a bit while they're doing these other activities, so that's a loss. But what they're going to gain is they do understand the basics of the technology and they get the strategic overview of the whole organization.
Rod McNaughton is a professor at the University of Waterloo, where he holds the Eaton Chair in Entrepreneurship. He spoke to us from Waterloo, Ontario. For everyone at IT Business Out Loud, I'm Greg Enright. Thanks for listening.